This is an executive summary of holding a DSD in an LLC or trust, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When investors complete a 1031 exchange into a Delaware statutory trust, DST, a common question is whether they can, or should, hold the DST interest through an entity rather than in their own name. The answer is often yes. Investors frequently hold DST interests through a single-member LLC for liability protection or through a revocable living trust for estate planning. The key constraint is the 1031 same taxpayer rule, which requires that the taxpayer who sold the relinquished property be the same taxpayer who acquires the replacement. The good news is that certain entities are disregarded for tax purposes, treated as the same taxpayer, so they preserve the exchange while adding their benefits. A single-member LLC and a revocable living trust are both disregarded entities, and a revocable trust is more complex and may not be. This guide explains why investors use an LLC or trust, how single-member LLCs and revocable trusts work in a 1031, why irrevocable trusts require care, how to maintain same taxpayer status, and why you must coordinate with your attorney. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.